This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Pine Gulch fire is now Colorado's second largest fire ever. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports it grew massively overnight.
Large thunderstorms and 40-mile-per-hour winds in the northwest portion of the fire enabled it to grow to over 125,000 acres. Fire official Tracy LeClaire says the growth will require more firefighters.
Obviously, the growth last night will probably prompt additional ordering, but the good news is we're able to shift some of those crews that were working in the areas where we had containment.
For comparison, the largest fire in Colorado history was the Hayman Fire in 2002, which burned nearly 138,000 acres of land, destroyed hundreds of homes, and killed six people. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
More federal unemployment benefits are coming to Colorado. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
The state expects to begin paying out a $300 federal unemployment benefit in mid-September for people who are still out of work because of the pandemic. President Donald Trump authorized FEMA to provide up to $44 billion from the Disaster Relief Fund to help unemployed people earlier this month. This program follows the $600 per week federal benefit that expired in July. People who are eligible and already receiving benefits will automatically be enrolled. As of now, Colorado only has the funds for 3 weeks. FEMA is waiting to see how many states apply before allowing approved states to request additional funding. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Iowa Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer talks about the state and federal response to a derecho that hit more than a week ago and brought widespread devastation. Then, S&P 500 index funds were supposed to protect investors by putting their money in a broad array of different stocks, but much of the recent gains have come from a few big tech stocks. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, the offshore wind industry is poised for massive growth, but the Trump administration has echoed concerns that turbines could hurt the fishing industry. And at CPR.org, you can get all of the latest of Colorado's wildfire updates on evacuations, closings, and more at CPR.org.